You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The mayor of Wausau maintains he did nothing wrong when he moved the absentee ballot drop box Sunday. Doug Denny insists he wasn't up to anything nefarious, but Denny's actions sparked a protest the other night. The Wisconsin Supreme Court says it will hear a case that could determine whether the state's top elections official could stay in her job after state Senate Republicans tried to fire Megan Wolf last year. No date for oral arguments has been set, but a ruling is unlikely before the November 5th election. Local election clerks are showing how secure it is to vote in Wisconsin. Madison City Clerk Maribeth Witzel-Bale says machines are tested publicly 10 days before every election.
You can watch, it's on a Saturday, watch us test every single machine, every single ballot style for every candidate to make sure that votes are going to be counted properly.
About 2,000 Madison voters recently sent duplicate absentee ballots by accident. Witzel-Bale says barcodes will prevent anyone from voting twice. Students from underrepresented racial backgrounds were half as likely to be admitted to the University of Wisconsin in Madison this year. This was the first admissions cycle since the U.S. Supreme Court banned race-based admissions last year. Some people in Wisconsin are trying to save Native American languages. Laura Red Eagle is a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation and part of the Indigenous Language Table. It's a group that meets in Madison once a week to have everyday chats in Native tongues.
It takes a veil away. You can kind of see how people think, how you view the world. You can ask questions, and you don't feel stupid for doing that because anybody that's showing up for a language class is already super brave.
The United Nations predicts more than half of the world's languages will disappear in about 75 years. A 4-year-old girl from Neillsville is expected to pull through after being found shot in a home yesterday. At this point, investigators say it looks like another child shot her with a handgun. They haven't said whether it was an accident. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A young girl was shot in Neillsville yesterday morning. The Neillsville Police Department responded to West 7th Street a little before 9 a.m. on Wednesday morning. They found a 4-year-old girl had suffered a gunshot wound. She was taken to the hospital to receive treatment for her non-life-threatening injuries. The preliminary investigation indicated the girl had been shot with a handgun by a juvenile relative. Officers are continuing to investigate. Police in Stevens Point arrested a man they were looking for in connection to a break-in and possible burglary. The report was called in Tuesday night. The caller, on Songbird Lane, said they found a broken window screen and broken lock. While still on the phone with dispatch, they found a man inside the residence who immediately ran away. Officials identified him as James Munns. Munns was arrested without incident at Northside Hotel a little after noon yesterday. Wausau Mayor Doug Denny's decision to move their ballot drop box from the front of City Hall has received national attention. Wausau City Clerk Caitlin Bernard released a statement yesterday saying she reported the incident as an election irregularity to the Marathon County District Attorney and the Wisconsin Elections Commission. She also said the box was locked and clearly labeled kiosk closed. It was not yet functional and no ballots could be accepted. City staff went to secure the drop box and open it for collection on Monday morning, and they found it had been removed. The matter is under investigation. Eligible voters in Wausau may return their own ballot in the silver payment box in front of City Hall until the ballot drop box matter is resolved. The town of Saratoga will have a bulk item drop-off event next Saturday. It will be on October 5th from 8 to 2 at the town hall. There's flu vaccine clinics in Wood County at the beginning of October. The flu vaccine is free for all children 6 months to 18 years of age. The vaccine is also available to community members 19 years and older if they are uninsured or underinsured while supplies last. The clinics will be held on Wednesday, October 9th at the Nacusa Community Center from 3 to 6. On Tuesday, October 15th, it'll be at Pittsville Elementary School from 4 to 6:30. No need to make an appointment, but those under 18 must be accompanied by a parent or guardian. A section of County Trunk Highway F will be closed today and tomorrow while crews apply an asphalt treatment. The Wood County Highway Department will be working on County F between Lonely Road and County P near the town of Sherry. Please find an alternate route, but if you must travel in that area, you can expect delays. There's two more days of Operation Safe Stop Week to promote school bus safety. From this year's survey, an estimated 38% of motor vehicles illegally pass Wisconsin school buses every day. This happened in Pittsville just yesterday. This is a very dangerous situation for children. Yellow lights mean the bus is going to stop. Red means students are getting on or off the bus. You are required to stop at least 20 feet away. Help keep our kids safe. The town of Rome is potentially making some changes at the transfer site. Currently, the compacting units are not operational. Options are being explored to meet safety requirements. Staff will direct you to the correct dumpsters to throw away your household garbage. The meeting to update the town board is scheduled for October 1st. Staff are not recommending a reduction in operational hours or closure of the site, nor are they recommending the town contract or offer curbside trash collection. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers get ready for the border battle. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay plays Minnesota this week, and the big question is, will Jordan Love play? Love says he's feeling better each time out.
At the end of the day, it's all feel things. Feeling my body, feeling if I'm pushing too much, and my body's kind of just listening to my body, talking to me. And, the workout pregame Sunday, I felt like I was moving around pretty well, and my body was responding well to it.
Malik Willis, who started the last two games, says he'll be ready if needed.
The same as, last week, the same as the week before that, the same as the first week in Brazil. I mean, you just try to prepare as best you can and be ready to go if called upon.
Coach Matt LaFleur says they are taking it one day at a time.
We have a plan every day. Obviously, that's dictated by our medical staff in terms of how much he can do, and so we'll just hopefully keep building them up every day.
Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. The Milwaukee Brewers are officially the third seed in the National League. The Brewers' 2-1 loss to Pittsburgh last night and wins by both Los Angeles and Philadelphia means the Brewers will play in next week's wild card round. Freddy Peralta became the fourth Brewers pitcher to record 200 strikeouts in multiple seasons. The Brewers finish up with the Pirates today before taking on the Mets in a potential playoff preview this weekend. And the Milwaukee Bucks are making a, quote, major ownership announcement this morning. Bucks co-owner Jimmy Haslam will be speaking. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. One of the perks of acting in a big studio film, if you're Lady Gaga, is that you also get to release an album of the film's music. The pop icon and star of Joker 2 has announced she will release an album called Harlequin, which will include 13 songs. Harlequin will be released September 27th, just 1 month before a single from Gaga's 7th studio album is to be released in October. Who needs sleep or free time? It's been off the air for 2 decades, but people still can't get enough of the show Friends. Case in point, a new game show to commemorate the 30th anniversary of the show's launch. The show will be called Fast Friends and produced by Max. Contestants will do puzzles, play games, and answer trivia questions on sets that include the characters' apartments and Central Perk. Production on the show is scheduled to start next month. Friends ran for 10 seasons after premiering 30 years ago this week. Benny Affleck and Jenny Lopez have fallen on hard times trying to sell their $68 million Beverly Hills mansion. Apparently, they had accepted a bid for $64 million from someone in New Jersey who ended up pulling the offer due to a death in the family. Affleck and Lopez bought the house just last year and paid $60 million in cash. Must be nice not to have a mortgage payment. It's pretty much common knowledge that Prince had moves, and apparently they weren't just on stage. During a recent appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live, Halle Berry said that Prince had someone slip her a piece of paper and a pen during one of his Los Angeles concerts with the words, "Do you like me?" scribbled. Perry said she responded yes, and the man took the note back to Prince, who then sent the note back again, which read, "Would you go out with me?" This time, Berry says she did not send the note back, but instead kept it for herself, until it was confiscated by the teacher. Expect Sean Diddy Combs to be in the news for the next several months, with most likely an escalation of disgust. The former music mogul is being sued for sexual assault by a victim who claims that Combs and his bodyguard sexually assaulted her at his home recording studio in New York City back in 2001. Talia Graves, who was dating an executive who worked for Combs, says she was brutally molested and has dealt with physical and emotional trauma ever since. Graves decided to pursue legal action after learning a video of the incident was circulated last fall. Jessica Biel is out on the show that she was the star of and executive producer on. Deadline reports that the actress left The Good Daughter, which was based on Karen Slaughter's novel of the same name. Slaughter is also an executive producer on the show and writing every episode. The search is underway for a female lead after Biel's exit. The show is set to stream on Peacock in March. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be sunny and warm again today. Our high right around 80 this afternoon. The wind southwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight clear, a little fog by morning into the low 50s. Tomorrow sunshine with a high near 80. It's going to continue through the weekend too with sunshine. Low 80s Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 55.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.